Global Politics Podcast at the End of the End of History, BungaCast, with myself, Alex Hochuli, Philip Cunliffe, and George Hoare. Hello.
Hi.
I say the one and only. I believe that there must have been some people who used the phrase the end of the end of history before us.
No, they didn't. We used it. We're the only ones. And we reserve copyright on every possible mention of it. In fact, we should ask ChatGPT whether or not when it was used for the first time.
Good. We will we'll put that in the to-do and discuss at the meeting tomorrow. In the meantime, though, I wanted to say that we're at the very least the only podcast, the only media or political intellectual project that is explicitly framed around the end of history. But you can't help but notice, looking around over the past couple of months, years, that the phrase pops up evermore. Even the contemporary thinker most associated with the end of history, which is, of course, Francis Fukuyama, recently said that this is the end of the end of history, before then rolling back in a different interview a couple of months later. He hasn't made his mind up. We certainly have. I have a Google alert set up on the end of the end of history. And over the past months, but certainly over the past year, I've been getting a lot more alerts. The phrase is being used across a whole different range of topics and types of media. But the basic idea is that something that's just happened shows that it is the end of history. And that is often related to the Ukraine war or to rising inflation or to COVID or to financial turbulence, various other things, and often a combination of these, what some people like to call the polycrisis. So anyway, we obviously have discussed the end of history many points in time, but today we're going to discuss it in relation specifically to artificial intelligence and to technological change more broadly. Phil.
Yeah. So this was stimulated by a blog post by Tyler Cowen, who blogs on Marginal World. And we've spoken a bit about Tyler Cowen before. I've never really been kind of a fan of the cult of Cowen. It's a very kind of his persona. And his blog in itself, I think, is a very kind of idiosyncratic artifact of a particular kind, of a particular phase and kind of internet culture. But I'd be curious to know if any listeners are fans of Tyler Cowen or if they read his blog regularly. Anyway, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, in 27th of March, he posted this thing which talked about, what does he put it, the inevitable turn in human history. And in the post, he had two propositions, which is that the era of safety for America is ending in line with the decline of America's global hegemony. And linked to that, we have on the cusp of an era of tremendous technological transformation, nothing less than a technological revolution, which he is, he finds the most dramatic, perhaps even hyperbolic ways to talk about, comparing it, say, to the Gutenberg, the invention of the Gutenberg printing press, or even fire, the discovery of fire. And both of those are kind of extreme, perhaps, comparisons. I mean, perhaps, and it's worth talking through why they're extreme. Perhaps he can be indulged the kind of flourish or the excess, because at the end of the day, it's a short blog post, not even an essay, let alone a kind of more considered scholarly or rigorous piece of work. Anyway, what was interesting to my mind was the fact that he kind of, even though he doesn't use the phrase the end of history, so we can't claim any copyright on this one, he nonetheless makes the case essentially that for the last 30, 40 years, Americans have been living in a bubble, partly due to the extent of American hegemony, and at the same time, the relative kind of economic and technological stasis, and that those things are over now. Both of them. And so it prompted to my mind the kind of question, or the question that it raised in my mind, was whether or not it was possible. I mean, you know, we've spoken a great deal on this